السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله العلي العظيم من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله. نشهد أنه سيدي ومولاي قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا من يقوم مقام الحمد منفردا للواحد الفرد لم يولد ولم يلد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي كل وقت وحين وفي الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله العظيم ولزوم طاعته، وأحذر نفسي وأحذركم من عصيانه ومخالفة أمره، لقوله عز من قائل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Indeed, all praise due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we thank Him. We testify that there is no God but Allah. We worship Him. We love Him. We get closer to Him. We please Him. We abide by His orders. And we testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is last and final messenger. I counsel myself and all of you to have consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to be mindful of your Lord in all of your aspects of your lives. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant all of us the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyid al-Sadat, the intercession of the Prophet, by sending the salutations, the salawat on him in this particular day. So, O Allah, be our witness that we are sending this salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us a reward for that, to get the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last day. And then, I apologize for being late for all of you. Fate in our lives and how to deal with that is the title of my khutbah. And you all know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written on all of us something. Either we know it, sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't know it. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put us in this life as a test. He told us in Surah Al-Mulk, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. We exalt Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is exalting, is glorifying himself. And we repeat after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala his words. Allah watching over everyone, controlling everything, in control of every aspect of our lives. Though he told us, I have created death and life to test you. And that leads us to look at the pillars of Iman, pillars of our faith. أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. You believe in Allah and His messengers, angels, books, and the day after, the day of judgment. And at the end, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us one important pillar that most of us actually fail when it comes to understand that. What is faith? And how should we believe? And what is the meaning of believing in faith? The destiny that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written for all of us, every single one of us. We have a line. We will not go away from it in our lives until we meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the way we deal with that line, that destiny, that road map, what matters here? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I wanted to bring some stories that we all read in every Jumu'ah when we recite Surah Al-Kahf, as it was recommended by the Prophet ﷺ. It's the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to recite Surah Al-Kahf every Jumu'ah, either the night or the day of Jumu'ah. Though one of the main points and subjects of this surah is faith. And why I'm bringing this, I will tell you later on, inshallah. Because you all know the situation of our brothers and sisters. Now what happened in just a few days in Turkey and northern Syria. Just look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf. Talking about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam going in a journey with someone. We call him Al-Khidr alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not tell us in the Quran that he is Al-Khidr. But we know the story because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, explaining these stories of Musa and عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Allah called him, Khidr, called him one of my servants that we has given him a mercy from us and we taught him from our knowledge. We gave him knowledge from our knowledge. And we know that the unseen knowledge is all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the knowledge that we know is part of the ultimate knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, al-alim subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam came to Khidr and asked him to teach him of that knowledge because Allah has told him about that. And three incidents happened. That was what we were told. The first one, فَانْطَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَا فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Khidr and Musa got into a ship and Khidr actually started making some patches here and there in the body of that ship. And that could drown the whole ship into the water. Musa was like wondering and he actually objected. Do you want us to die? Like to drown in the ocean or in the sea? You're gonna kill the people. in the ship. What he said. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا. This is something unacceptable. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. I told you. Because from the beginning he came to Musa and told him, if I'm going to teach you something, then you have to bear with me. Do not rush to judge. And that's one of the lessons that we have to learn in our lives. Do not rush to judge anything until you get all the knowledge of anything. If somebody is bringing you something and giving you in use, you have to make sure that this is a right muse and you have the truth, and you start like finding out and verify that. Once you have the whole knowledge of that topic, then you can judge. So first, do not rush to judge anyone and anything before you get all the knowledge about it. That's what Khidr told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, I told you that you're not going to bear with me. He said, forgive me, I forgot. And let's continue. They continue the journey. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Al-Khidr, they pass by a young child. He was youngster. Ghulam. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam killed that young man or young boy. And now, all of us, in our imagination, we start thinking, killing a boy, this is a crime. That's the second lesson. Do not judge depending on your situation and your time, because you never know what happened in that situation. What is the context? All the details of any situation. If you are living here in LA and you heard about something happened in Dallas or in Chicago or in New York, then bear and wait. Because sometimes we don't know all the details. He killed him. And to start judging depending on our information and our mindset would actually give us a very hard time. I will give you an example. Nowadays, some people's, the Islamophobic or others, they would come and tell you Islam was spread by sword and killing people and they forced the people to become Muslims. And if you read our history without knowing all the details, without reading the Quran and the Sunnah and the context and knowing what was there in the culture of the people at that time, you will definitely reach a conclusion, and that would definitely be wrong. You will agree with them saying that Islam was all about to kill people, and that's totally wrong. So we need to figure out and to look at the circumstances and the time, culture of the people, the mindset, what was known, what was not. Al-Urf, we call it. What was normal and what was not. And what was normal at that time could be catastrophe at our time, could be tragedy at our time. So do not ever judge. And that is applied on the Prophet ﷺ marrying Aisha and early age and all these things. You're going to figure out a lot of things. If we wanted to think of our mindset right now, judging that era, we're going to destroy the whole foundation and principles of Islam. So the second lesson is that Musa and Al-Khidr killed that kid at that time. That was a crime, actually. And Musa told him, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. This is unacceptable. No, I cannot continue with you. قَالَ إِنَّكَ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ. I have told you. Didn't I told you that you're not going to bear with me? He said, if I'm going to ask you about anything after that, I'm not going to accompany you. Because I have no excuse for you now. I don't know. So they continued the journey. And they reach a wall. And that wall actually was about to collapse. And Khidr came and fixed it. He said, before that, they came to the people of that village and they asked them for food and water, and they refused to give them anything. And when he fixed that wall, Musa also wondered. He said, what is that? What is that? You're giving them a favor and fixing a wall in that village. They did not give us anything. You could have charged them for that. He said, now. At the end, he said, that's it. We're going to be separated right now. We're not continuing. This is the end of our journey. That's enough. He said, before I leave, I will explain all what happened. That was for you, was hard to understand and to bear and to accept. Or to swallow, even though. What was that? أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَكِينَةً. And you all know the story. He explained that the ship was for a very poor people. And after that, in the middle, there is a kind of like security check. It's not a security check, but some people would come and block the way in the sea and the ocean. And they would take all the shipments and the ship, and they will actually just take everything and will kill the people. But in that situation, when he made some patches, they let them go because they feel that they are poor and they don't have anything valuable for us to take their ship for. So he saved them by doing that. As a matter of fact, how many times we were in a situation that we rushed to judge, and then we found out if we were just to bear and to wait and to be patient, we would have now been in a very better situation of our situation. Just ask yourself. He continued and he explained the second thing. What about the boy that you have killed? وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَ أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. That young boy was a very bad boy, and he will grow up and be a very, very tyrant, actually, and giving his parents a very bad time. And his parents were very righteous. And Allah has decided that he would save them from that. And Allah decided that this boy would die. So it's not, it's Allah's order. As we said, he's getting the knowledge from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what about the other one? What about the wall? He said, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ. It was for two orphans. That wall was for two orphans in that city. And under and beneath it, under it, was a treasure, a huge treasure down there. And he said, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Most of the Mufassirin, they said, Allah is saying, and their father, the two orphans. Orphans means father passed away. Their father was a righteous one. A lesson here quickly. Our actions would benefit our kids. If we are righteous, if we take care of our relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that would definitely benefit our kids and our families. And not just that. You figure out that most of the Mufassireen, those who interpret the Quran, actually, they said, was the seventh grandfather, Abuhuma, the seventh or the ninth grandfather of these two orphans was righteous. You wanted to make sure that your seventh grandson, the seventh generation of your son will be Muslims, and inshallah will be saying La ilaha illallah and will be safe, then you practice your religion and commit to your Lord and to your religion. Be religious. Be connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That would benefit the whole family, inshallah. That is the story in which that we look. The fate here that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala taught some of it to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa was Kalimullah, the one who talked to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah did not give him that knowledge. Fate is always by our side. But we have very important condition. If we are pleased and satisfied with the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then fate is always right and good for us. Fate to deal with the catastrophes and tragedies like what happened in our brothers and sisters in Turkey and Syria need fate. We need to believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the ultimate wisdom of doing that. For many reasons, you can name it. You can say, for example, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows that they were suffering a lot in this life and they will suffer more in the coming life. That was the reason behind that earthquake, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided that they're going to be martyrs. They're going to be shuhada. Did we think of this earthquake that way? Though Allah, when He talked about tragedy and catastrophes in the Quran, He told us to do two things. First, to think good about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Always have a good thought of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and faith that Allah has put you in. Because we never know. Where is the khayr? لو اطلعتم على الغيب لرضيتم بالواقع. If you were to look at what was written in the unseen, in that knowledge that Allah has, maybe you would definitely choose your situation right now. You never know, because Allah knows and we don't know. That's what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to look at our situations in this eye, in this scope. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told us in the Quran about those who were suffering, and with look, a group of righteous ones with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a war, in a battlefield. Would you expect them to be failures or to lose that battle? The sense is telling us no, they wouldn't. They should not. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told us, وَكَأَيِّن مِّن نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ. In another narration, قُتِلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. Such an example. Many of prophets with their companions, they were killed and they fought with that prophet. Just thinking, what is the wisdom behind that, Ya Allah? What is the wisdom behind losing the battle of Uhud, for example? We learn a lot of lessons from the battle of Uhud. If we are opposing the orders of Allah and His messengers, we lose as an ummah, not as an individuals. وَكَأَيِّن مِّن نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. The way to deal with the creed, the fate, even if it was very hard, if it's very hard on us, on our hearts, and on our minds, of course we feel sad. Of course we are in pain of what's going on. We're human, but we are believers. And we deal with the qadr of Allah with a very full contentment. Ya Allah, Subhanallah, thousands, tens of thousands of people were killed. And we're here, safe and sound. Just think of your situation and say Alhamdulillah. We take it for granted. In a second, we lose everything. Be careful, brothers and sisters. This life is very short. Wallahi. The lesson here, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Even if you lose, even if you are passing through calamities and problems, you should not be afraid, because Allah is with you. Along with you, if you are satisfied. If you are a true believer, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You don't feel afraid. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا. You don't feel weak that you are weak, because Allah is with you. Even though you're losing, Allah is still with you, because you never know what is the end of the story. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. And they were not backing off. They continued. Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. If we are just to get the love of Allah by getting through these calamities, we are satisfied, ya Allah. Because life is a test, as death is also a test, as we mentioned. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ. And this is what we should do. Two main things we should do in our lives. I will share with you, inshallah, in the second khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي كل وقت وحين وفي الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, two main things when it comes to the tragedies and catastrophes and calamities and problems that we pass through as an ummah or as an individuals, we learn it from this verse. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. We say, O Allah, forgive all our sins. Say Ameen. O Allah, forgive that we are exceeding excessively by committing these sins in all our issues. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Steadfast our feet on your religion, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ya Rabbi Alameen. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Give us victory, Ya Allah, in this life and the hereafter, Ya Allah. What is the result? فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will give you the reward of this dunya and the best reward of the hereafter. My dear brothers and sisters, the first thing is to say, قُلْ لَا يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing gonna touch us except what was written, what was destined for us. Huwa maulana, you believe in your Lord. The second thing is to take our responsibilities in these issues, because we have an obligation. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our obligation, our responsibility now is to take a stand, is to do our best, is to give, is to donate, is to support our brothers and sisters in Turkey and Syria. Right now, they need every single effort of us. We deal with fate, with the acceptance, with getting back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, asking for His forgiveness. But at the same time, if we're to remove this calamity and to help our brothers and sisters, then that is, we call it wajibul waqt, the obligation, the wajib, the fariḍah of the time on every single one of us. Since Allah has saved us from being in that situation, then we have an obligation toward our brothers and sisters. Wallahi, the least that we can say, Ya Allah, we stood with our brothers and sisters. I'm here with Zakat Foundation of America, appealing every single one of you. Please, jazakumullah khairan, do not leave without giving for the sake of Allah, supporting our brothers and sisters, to show Allah we believe in the destiny and in fate, and we ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive our sins, and we ask you to protect us from being in that situation by giving and by contributing right now. This is an appeal for every single heart of you. Wallahi, the situation is unbelievable, and you can see, and you also or have seen the news. Now they passed the 20,000 killed from our brothers and sisters. May Allah have mercy on them, accept them. Tens of thousands injured. Millions, they are outside. They have nothing, nothing, literally. No food, no clothes, nothing. They're outside. My dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم. We give our excuse to Allah تبارك وتعالى by giving now. Ya Allah, at least I have done something. Ya Allah, I'm part of this ummah and I will take my responsibility. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. May Allah protect us all with our families here and there. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gather us all with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive our sins. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept our repentance. Oh Allah, we ask you to elevate our spirit and our situation in the ranks of the righteous ones, ya Allah. Oh Allah, strengthen our faith, ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us understand and give us the wisdom and the knowledge to understand this religion, ya Rabbil Alameen, and to practice it in our daily basis life, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid, wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ala Ibrahim, fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وارفع بإذنك راية الحق والدين. اللهم ردنا والمسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها. نجينا اللهم من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. نسألك أن تفرج كرب إخواننا في تركيا وفي سوريا الذين يا ربي ابتليتهم بهذه الهزة الأرضية. نسألك يا ربي أن تكون معهم، أن تدعمهم، أن توفقهم، أن تحفظهم. اللهم يا رب العالمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم تقبل الشهداء وداوي الجرحى يا ربي واشفيهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفرج عن الأسر كلها يا رب العالمين. ارفع عنهم هذا البلاء يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارفع عنهم هذا البلاء يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجبر على قلوبهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجبر على قلوبهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقهم الصبر وارزقنا حسن العمل يا رب العالمين. اجعلنا يا ربي خير سند لإخواننا يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واسألوه من فضله يعطيكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. The table is outside, inshallah you can all inshallah grab your envelope or donate by the way. May Allah bless you all. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وثابوا يثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين، فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم، ولا يحض على طعام المسكين، فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bless all the people who are suffering or who suffered, the people who lost their lives in Turkey and in Syria as a result of the earthquake. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless all of us and protect us. Please make remember your dua. Some people who are not well from our own community. Brother Rafi, Brother Haisan Mudukchi, Brother Dalati, Kamal family, Sister Rima Dalati, Kamal family, Brother Ayyuddin Muhammad, Ayyub family, Brother Mahrush Adam, Kamal family, and Muhammad Ayyuddin, Brother Ejaz Hussain, Sister Rubina Beg, Dr. Naima Rahman, Alhamdulillah, out of the hospital. And family appreciate your dua, and also our brother Iftikhar Chaudhary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihi ya Allah. Allahumma shfi anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa. Allahu yughadir suqma. Please also make dua maghfirah for brother Sayyid Hussain, Sister Husna Levy, Brother Abdulazak Manjarwala, Brother Abdul Sami Khan, Sister Aisha Bibi Madra, Brother Abdul Khalil, and Sittidat Sakha, Wandal Koli, Brother Muhammad Abu Bakr, and Amir Ali Impor, and Brother Jamil Hadidat. May Allah bless all of them, give them Jannah, inshallah, may Allah give them Maghfirah. And also we make dua of Maghfirah especially for our brother Tariq Al-Qila, who passed away yesterday in Jordan, and our condolences to his wife, Sister Atidal, daughters Raib, Hiba, and Fadia, sons Umar and Hussein, and mashallah 14 grandchildren, sons-in-law Amid and Haysam, daughters-in-law Nadia and Malfat. May Allah bless all of them, give them patience. Brother Tariq was a member, founding member of Islamic Society of Orange County, and he served in several capacities in the boards. A wonderful brother, very helpful, very committed. May Allah bless him and bless his family and give them patience, inshallah. He is going to be buried tomorrow in Amman, Jordan, very close actually, in the area very close to his birthplace in Jerusalem. So he'll be buried there, inshallah. May Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum, Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum, wa'afihim wa'afa'anhum. Also, brother Akhtar Alam, inshallah, is going to say a few words.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Thank you for the courtesy of your time, inshallah. I'll be very, very brief. As soon as the earthquakes happened, we were able to mobilize a team, and they were able to purchase brand new items at below wholesale costs. Talking about thermals for $1, winter hoodies and pants for $2 each, socks, blankets, and all of that. Alhamdulillah, we're happy to report that two shipments have already left through Turkish Airlines, about 40 pallets. And we're working on a third shipment. And alhamdulillah, last night we had a fundraiser with Zakat Foundation where we raised over $100,000 as well. We believe that purchasing new items and sending it directly from the warehouse to Turkish Airlines is the best and the fastest way to get relief to the victims. So inshallah, we will continue to do that. Now, as far as all the items that you have donated to ISOC, all of those items need to be sorted, need to be screened, they need to be boxed, shrink-wrapped, palletized. For that, we need your help and support. So please, if you can spare a few hours tomorrow morning, bring your children, inshallah, that'll be a good exercise for them as well. It will be in the back parking lot. Now, moving forward, Turkish Embassy has set up a centralized drop-off point in Long Beach to accelerate and make the delivery faster. So inshallah, we will be stopping the collection at our facility very, very soon. But we do need your support for tomorrow morning. We do need extra pair of hands. These items have been sitting here all this week. We've been collecting, and now it's time to send them out. So I hope to see all of you there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It will be at 10 a.m.
Move the double parking car.
And please move your, if you're parked double parked, please move your car immediately.